All right, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
And after all this talk, all I gotta say is
welcome to the good life.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Like we always do with this town.
Welcome live from Rochester Hills.
I know your hands.
We got two new special guests today. We got the best point guard at Lifetime Fitness when we hoop.
Thanks.
That's
legend.
Ryan Button, baby. Say what's up to people.
What's good with you? What's good with you?
I was good. He's good, you know. Thanks for being here, you know.
Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Hell yeah. And we got another special guest. Up and coming artist, he probably already came. Sure. You know, he's always getting out tracks on Instagram like every day, on SoundCloud every day. You know how it is. His name is Zarek.
Not enough.
We call him Z sure. Sometimes. We also call him international people call him Zed. But you know,
yes, sir.
Say what's up to people, Zarek.
What's going on, man? Big, good to be here. Good to be here, man. You know. Tapping in with my boy, Curry Boys Podcast.
Curry Boys Podcast, hell yeah.
You already know.
Hell yeah. So how you guys been doing this quarantine season, man?
Nah, chilling. You see me. I've been hanging out, man, just trying to get my relaxation, get my mind right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely been rough, but it's definitely something that's never going to happen again. So we just got to appreciate it while it's here, man.
Hell yeah.
I feel like there'll ever be another time where we're like stuck in our house. You know, government's telling you to do this. So
stuck in the house, a lot of self-reflection. A lot of self-reflection.
Right. It could definitely be a hassle, though. Definitely could be a hassle sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? What'd you guys say?
It could definitely be a hassle, surprisingly. I never thought it would be a hassle to be in the house.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of weird because it's like I'm normally staying in a house like before all this, but it's different when you like choose to stay in a house.
Yeah,
where it's like being stuck in here, you know.
Exactly. For sure. You're not choosing. Like it's just weird. Like it's a lot of self reflection, you know, when you're alone.
Yeah. So. Yep.
But yeah, like to get right to it, man. What do you guys think about The Last Dance and everything so far?
Yeah.
It's definitely been It's been good, man, and I guess an eye-opener into Jordan. I feel like Jordan's always been super, like, isolated from the media in terms of, like, who he really truly was. You know, there's always just, like, rumors and speculations of him being kind of, like, what is said in the documentary already. Like, he's kind of, like, whatever it takes, you know. Yeah, go to GOATs. But, you know, his attitude's almost like, you know, he costs it being a good guy, a nice person. So, I don't know.
LBJ
I'm still it, though, because, like, I mean... Nah, bro. You know it's Kobe game. Quit playing. Quit playing. But right. No, I like The Last Dance just because it is like they said, this is like our parents' Kobe. Like we got to watch Kobe and Bron. Like you said, Bron.
True.
We seen them get drafted and then take over the league, but we saw old man retired Jordan, or we got a little glimpse of Washington Jordan. You know, so we didn't get to really see him like in his prime, like really just being at the height of his game. You know.
True. I mean, Washington Jordan put 451 one time. So.
That's true. That's
yeah.
You still legit.
I like, it really opened my eyes on rookie Jordan, though.
Right.
The Last Dance. He was really going crazy.
Really,
the rookie,
really goated off the bat.
Yeah.
True. Like, that's crazy to do. But, you know, I'm gonna tell you, since we on a, you know, we talking, we chopping it up. My argument is he came in the league at 21. So imagine Bron or Kobe in the league at 21, they rookie year. That's all. I'm just leaving it at that.
That's Kobe's fourth season right there. He came in
at
17.
That's what I'm saying. That's championship year.
Yeah.
True.
So.
True.
But he's still going to, you know, I ain't taking that away from Jordan. You know, he's still going. He's still going. Because, like,
of course,
you can't go, you ain't going to put up no multiple 40 bars or rookie year and not be going.
True.
So.
I mean, like, he came to the league, like, at 30, he went to college. Like back then, everyone went to college for like what, 3 years, 4 years, whatever.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, so they came in. He came into the league all prepared. He had Dean Smith. He come to the league. Right. Had Doug Collins. Doug Collins, pretty good coach, you know. And then
James Worthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And later on, he got.
He definitely came into the league as a more foreign player than both Kobe. Actually, I don't know about Kobe.
I mean,
I feel like Kobe wasn't.
Kobe didn't have a shot when he first got there.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he was traded.
I'm saying like his own form, like, you know, I guess Jordan, like you said, he had all his experience in college and stuff. He came in as like a really developed player, I guess. Yeah. Like super developed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you talking about
Kobe? Jump shot and everything.
Talking about Kobe or Jordan?
Jordan. Yeah, definitely Jordan more than both Bron and Kobe.
Yeah, I'll say that. He didn't have to take any like development years.
Yeah, the only thing he had to do was like weight train. Was it? That was it.
Get bigger.
Yeah. Weight train, get bigger. Yeah, exactly. You know, get with the team culture in the NBA. You know, get used to it. Because from high school, that transition from high school to the NBA, that's hard.
Yeah, man.
He didn't even go to college. Like
that step is what I think like mature Jordan. Like because Kobe and Brown missed that step, they had to their first couple years kind of figure that out. You know.
True.
Right. Right. What do you guys think, below? Who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT? In your
no, my opinion.
It can be anyone. It can be Kareem if you want.
Yeah.
It can be Kareem if you want.
I don't know. I guess personally, I would say it's between Kobe and Bron. Bron, I would say, is just because him as a human, as a, you know, as a person, he just seems like such like a goat, you know, father figure.
Damn, Bron. You
know, I look at it beyond like basketball. I think I would say Bron is my goat. But if it's talking just strictly basketball, Kobe's the goat to me.
Okay. I respect that. Yeah. That's a different opinion. Everyone's like LBJ or Jordan. I like it. Kobe. Like Kobe's good. No, yeah. He's often forgotten in the discussion. You know what I'm saying? Like
I feel that. Yeah. To me, there is no discussion. It's Kobe.
Okay. This is different.
That's different. Everyone's that's me like, personally.
All right.
Yeah, like you know, his reign from what was that? 06 through 08 is the greatest play of basketball.
Yeah, for sure. That AI, yeah, like all that, bro. Like all
those three seasons were poetic. Yeah. He's putting up 30 to 35 a game. He has like 2 months where he puts up 50 plus.
Right. He gets some 60 pieces. And
that's a different time. Like now, you know, it's a lot more free throws. It's a lot more threes. He's taking all tough double team contested mid range jumpers.
True.
Putting up 50 plus.
Like, contested ass layups, reverses, just
that's different. Like him and Jordan, like when everyone says they have the same play style, they do. Except Kobe, I feel like he's taking more difficult shots because Jordan takes the shots where it's like, all right, well, he just jumped above him. That's still a wide open shot. Kobe shots is like, oh man, that might be a bad shot till it goes. Yeah. You know,
yeah,
and he shoots it so. Up. He doesn't give a fuck. He just like three people on him. He's like, hey, one.
I'm gonna let it go.
I don't care. I'm gonna let it go. Exactly.
Yeah,
but what else have you guys been
personally.
Exactly? What have you guys been doing this quarantine season, man? What do you guys do to occupy your mind and like, you know?
Okay,
say run it. Since we can't play basketball or watch basketball, man, we can only play 2K. That's really what we've been doing. A lot of
park.
Man, I just miss hooping.
A lot of park and rec. I just miss so hooping. Much, man. So much
at the gym. That's my only cardio. I hate the treadmill.
I don't like running just around, bro. Like I'd much rather just hoop.
Right. I like running. I like running with a goal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
facts.
Run to an end zone or finish line or something.
Yeah.
Can't just be running.
Dude, when's the last time you shot a basketball, dude?
No, in my driveway.
Okay. We just did it for like the first time yesterday in so long.
Oh, really you know where it's a good place to shoot some hoops at Avondale Middle School at behind the building, there's like those basketball
games. That's exactly what he was.
I was there on Friday night. I was there on Friday night hooping and stuff. You guys should come.
But they got lights on?
It was like,
I mean, I went there. I went there like at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. on Friday.
Me and my boy, and we're
just shooting around. But come through. If you guys don't have the virus, come through. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely, bro. Definitely.
I mean, we wouldn't know.
What you been up to, man?
What I've been up to?
Yeah.
I mean, making these podcasts. So,
yeah.
I'm working from home right now. So, just like,
okay.
Just relaxing. I'm spending more time with my family. It's been, you know,
it's a huge
I actually don't spend that much time with my family. So, it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely should, man. Everything going on. Life's crazy, bro. Life's really crazy right now.
I'm checking in on the loved ones whenever I can, man. Make
right.
It's good too.
Exactly. How about you guys?
It's really been a lot of the same, man. I've been really distancing the fam for the most part just because, you know, I got a lot of, like, older people and newborns. So
oh, shit. You've been distancing?
I feel like I just feel like, you know, like they said, we'll be straight if we have it, but, you know, I don't want nobody else to get sick off me.
That's true.
True. True.
That's you get. You guys got your own place. Though,
I think I already had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I think if anything, I probably already did have it, honestly, because I did travel overseas.
Yeah, I just went to Vegas at the like second or third week of December, and I was like sick as hell the whole trip, like the sickest I've ever been. I was in the casino, like freezing cold, but I was sweating and shaking, and and when I got home, it lasted like probably like 6 days. And then by the time I got home, like I started getting a little better, and then after like a week of being back home, I was straight.
I never mind
all the symptoms.
All right, never mind. Don't come through Avondale Middle School.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm straight now.
Realistically, I don't think it's not going to kill as many people as we think anymore, at least.
It's going to get better.
If you get it, you'll be fine. Yeah, realistically, everyone's probably going to get it at some point.
That's true. I believe that.
Yeah.
I think we'll be fine. It's just strange times. I just don't know if it goes away. Right, it's just really strange times right now. It's like, it feels like I'm in a fantasy land right now. It's just all like,
The simulation is just glitching, bro. The simulation is out of whack right now, man. With everything going on, politics, people, the world. I guess the only thing that's good so far is like, yeah, man, Kobe. And the environment's actually like supposedly going good because of this. I haven't done too much research, but that's supposedly like the one thing kind of benefiting from all this.
Animals coming back out, water clearing up. Yeah.
The water clearing up?
Fuck all this construction, man.
What do you mean by water clearing up?
You know, like, because we pollute the world, basically, since everybody's been forced to stay in a crib. Like,
there's not been a lot of travel, probably, yeah.
Yeah. True, a lot of waste going on.
Man. Yeah. I don't know. I'll be honest right now. I'm, like, freaking, like, all waddled up and shit because I can't interact with any females right now.
Because
I got no girlfriend, so I can't even, like, I don't have a
soulmate. I'm on FaceTime so much. Like, so much FaceTime. Like, bro, I was just telling my days the other day, I was like, bro, I've been in, like, two relationships over quarantine, all off the phone. About 2 weeks apiece, and then it's like, damn, all right, well, this ain't working. Let me get another one that I'm probably going to see in August.
You guys hit up your exes?
Good middle school days, man.
You guys hit up your exes? I hit up mine the other day.
Right.
Okay. I was spoken to both of them.
Hell yeah.
But I'm gonna just leave it at that. That's all.
Right. You go. So I'm gonna play the fifth on that one.
He trying to get him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Damn, dude, it's like that. It's early.
And you know, it's all raw and shit. This is all raw and real. Man, you know, we talk about real shit.
Cool.
I don't have many followers on Instagram yet for this podcast, but you know, don't worry about that.
No, I'm just messing with you, man.
But yeah, no, I've spoken to that. We just gonna leave it at that.
Right, quarantine got everybody a little riled up.
Right, just some conversation. You know, everybody wore, you know, just checking in. Like I said, you know, you checked in on your loved ones. You know,
yeah.
They still exes.
Hey, shout out that.
But shit, you know what's
up? Yeah, shout out that Filipino girl that I met last year. I hit up on Friday on Snapchat.
Of course.
She knows her name. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna spill it out.
You know who you are. Get my boy back up, man. Quit playing. Quit playing with him.
But yeah.
Hey, good thing about this quarantine so far, man, has been all this new music dropping.
Oh yeah, that's true.
A lot of new music has been dropping since the quarantine.
Man,
did you ever watch the Quarantine Radio with Tory Lanez?
No, I haven't. What's that? What up with that?
Oh, wow, they gotta get hit with that. The Quarantine Radio, right?
Oh boy, man, that man had it going crazy. He was trying to break the internet there.
Like, his Instagram live stuff,
yeah.
He put like random kids up in there and like singing and everything.
Yeah,
like,
not the kids, not the kids, bro.
Yeah, he had a couple of kids on there singing, but that's not what we came for.
Very milky. That's
right.
A lot of milk gallons.
Man, whole lot of milk gallons. He had a couple young goats on there, Mount Rushmore's. Well, yeah. I should say myself.
Jersey pulled up on it.
Really? I haven't been watching. I'm not used to Instagram as much. I haven't been using it, to be honest, before. Like, I'm using it now because more of my podcast, so I'm trying to, like, you know, like, endorse it.
Okay, what social media do you use the most, man? What's your social media choice?
Twitter, definitely.
Twitter, yeah.
Wow. Got it. Yep. That is the go. OG. I'm making a transition. Like, I'll say, like, 2020, I really started, like, tapping into Instagram a little more just because I feel like it has a better, like, better reach to people, you know.
For you especially, because you're trying to endorse your music and everything, so that makes sense.
Exactly. So anytime I'm in a studio or whatever, you know, I go live or whatever, post a little video of me in a studio or drop a snippet or something. You know, I actually dropped a little quarantine song on Instagram. So,
quarantine shit. Quarantine,
at ZXH Music, you know, tapping with me. Yes, sir.
I listen to that. Hell yeah. I like it, bro. You have talent, though, for sure. Because you got a rhythm going in your music. You got a rhythm going in your music. Like, a lot of people I listen to.
I'm trying to make people dance.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you got to do these days. You got to make them hype and dance and around and, you know, do whatever.
Oh, yeah. What new music you listen to? Anything you've been keeping it specific, man?
Man, I've been listening to some throwbacks.
Okay.
I've been trying to get that nostalgia feeling, you know. You know what I mean?
No, okay.
Like, I've been listening to some Drake, obviously. Like, everyone listens to Drake. Kanye West, back
of course,
in the day,
of course.
His old album.
What do you think about the new Drake? The new throwaway Drake, should we say? Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really like it that much. I just feel like people like it because he's Drake, but yeah.
That's an interesting take. I'm honestly shocked.
I felt that way about Views and More About Life, but now, like, listening back to them, they're actually not that bad. But at the time when they dropped, I'm like, man, people only like this because it's Drake. This is really some
exactly.
But like,
you guys like 2C Slide? I hated that song. I hate 2C Slide.
No, 2C Slide is not good.
I did like it until he dropped the tape, and then I'm like, all right, this is probably like one of the worst ones on here.
Yeah, of course. It's like, what the hell? I mean, to be honest, I haven't listened to his latest one. How is his latest one going?
Bro,
I think 2C Slide is probably the most commercialized Drake will ever get. Yeah. Like, you know, that was really him trying to be on a wave of, like, you know, something that he's never done. Because Drake doesn't really do waves. He does more so, like, as people like to say, culture vulturing. You know, go in and with the British sound or, like, you know, yeah, like the reggae sound or all that. But that was just literally him trying to hop on a TikTok dance. Yeah, like, come on, dude.
He's trying to make more money out of some other platform.
Of course.
Yeah.
Makes of course. Sense. Quick streams, bro.
That's smart.
It hit.
Yeah. I'm mad at the hustle.
Yeah.
But kind of dissed the craft on that one.
You been on TikTok and new?
I'm too old for that. I'm 25. So.
Wow. I'm 25.
I feel like people under 25 need to get up on that, but not me.
Yeah.
I'm trying
I'm not a dancer.
Me neither. I can grind.
You know, surprisingly though,
girl in front of me.
Feel you, dude. But you'd be surprised how much other shit is on TikTok. Since I just recently downloaded it, man, probably like 3 or 4 months ago now, man.
Mm-hmm.
I found like there's like a lot of cooking shit. There's a lot of like just hack. Like, you know what people do on Twitter, like life hack videos, stuff like that. It's not just kids, obviously, but it's mainly tended towards that people, that crowd of younger people.
I feel like it's my
brother's
age. But there's
some funny shit on
there, too. It's like, I feel like it's my brother's age, like 19 to and low.
So, but it's just like any other social media. You can filter the stuff you see on there, essentially. It's like about who you follow and like what you want to see at the end of the day. So I definitely recommend checking out because it's some shit on there that have you literally dying laughing, bro. You wouldn't even think
really
know
what
made
me.
Heard it's addictive.
Maybe hop off it.
What's up?
The thing that really made me hop off is like I downloaded it and I had it for like 4 days and I went on and it was like, you know, it was a couple dances and there's some baddies on there. So I'm like, all right, dang. You know, everybody got their IG link. So I click on the IG. I'm like, dang, she got a thing.
I agree.
16, 17. I'm like, all right, let me get
that. That is another thing. Yeah. It is a pedophile's playground on there, man.
I'm like, damn.
I do not like that energy. But that's one thing you really can't block. I've tried to kind of like block out the young people videos. Yeah. Yeah, but you really can't. Like,
how can you tell? How can you even tell these days? You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I mean, I'm I ain't scared to ask, bro. I just be straight out.
Yeah.
How old are you?
That's how you
right off the back.
And then
yeah, that's how I come in. Like, what's your name? How old are you?
Then they'll lie. They'll be like, I'm 23. And they're really like 16.
All right. Let me check your tagged photos. No hoco pics.
You definitely gotta be careful with that. That's a nice segue.
So, man, what's your travel plans? What's your travel plans for after the quarantine? Any places you guys want to go specific? Any places you went to before the quarantine started?
I'm trying to move.
Me too. I'm trying to move to a sunny place like Texas, like Houston, Dallas.
Well, not even just move, but I mean, you should even travel.
I was trying to go to Europe, but now we can't. I mean, I was supposed to go to Hawaii right now. Like, it was my cousin's wedding.
Damn.
So I was supposed to go to Hawaii, but then all this shit happened. So
my Vegas trip is done for probably.
Yeah, definitely, man. I was planning on going to Jamaica for my birthday, but it's probably not gonna happen anymore. Overseas traveling is done with.
Yeah,
Jamaica though is cool because like we could really spend some cheese over there. Like,
I know, man.
It's the spot.
It's not far. I was about to get this all inclusive joint, man. But that is probably them. I'm glad I got to spend that time though in the Philippines before all this started, man. Honestly, yeah. Got to get my good outdoor
right
time
before.
In.
Oh shit, you're in
right
the Philippines.
Before, man.
You're in the Philippines.
Literally the week I got back from the Philippines, a week and a half actually, is the whole world shut down. Literally after that, the whole world was done for. A job was like, all right, just go home. Everybody's like, stay inside, and then that was it.
Damn.
Now here we are.
Now here we are.
two and a half months later.
Here we are
right,
doing a podcast through House Party. That's all we do.
Man.
Speaking of Midsommar, have y'all heard of that movie?
I have. I haven't watched it yet. I was gonna watch that and Hereditary. I need to watch both of those.
So my sister showed me it. It is it's interesting.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's a lot of like hallucinogenics involved.
Wait, what movie? Yeah. What movie?
It's called Midsommar.
Midsommar. Is that on Netflix or Hulu or something?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay, but
yeah. It's different. It's definitely all right. It's like a super white film, but it's like it's an interesting watch for sure.
I heard about it. Yeah, it's like almost like cult like. It's like a cult.
Yeah, it is cult. Yeah. Exactly.
But
it's not like a bad. Well, all right. I'm just leaving it at that. Yeah, it's like kind of cult. Like it's not like one of those like killer violent cults though. It's like on some real. Like,
yeah.
You know, we love each other. You know, we just live off the earth type shit, but with a crazy twist.
Okay.
Crazy twist.
Did you guys ever watch Parasite?
No,
yeah,
I
just saw it.
I haven't, but what's it about exactly?
I never watched that movie, man. That movie is crazy.
My take on it is like a little attack on capitalism.
Yeah, essentially, it's like attack on that and like a class system.
Classism,
like showing the difference and just like so much in the world. And it almost has you conflicted because you don't know whose side you're truly on watching the movie, you know? Like, it's basically about a low-class poverty family who kind of sneaks their way into working for this super rich, high-class family. And there's obviously a lot of twist to it, but it's not the twist you expect, but also the twist you expect at the same time. It's going to have you, like, as soon as, like, the first 15 minutes of the movie starts, you're going to be, like, on the edge of your seat, like, the entire movie, bro. Like, really. I didn't.
You're going to take two left turns. Like,
yeah, literally. Like, what? I was not expecting that going into the movie because no one ever told me what it was about. They just said the movie was crazy. But I tell you that, man, that shit is going to have you on edge.
Low-key, like, before I watched it, I thought it was, like, some, like, alien invasion type movie.
Yeah, like, I thought it was almost, that's like, a murder mystery or something like that, but...
Shit, I thought it was going to be like The Grudge or something. I thought it was going to be like The Grudge or something. I thought it was something scary.
Nah, bro, it's way different.
Man. It's a beautiful film. Honestly, really good. Everything about it.
I see why they won all the awards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to watch it tonight then.
You been watching anything else, man? Like series on Netflix, Hulu, anything?
I mean, I just brought a deal, like that one deal that I see all the time, like those ESPN Plus, Hulu, and
okay.
What's the other one? Disney Plus for like $12.99.
Yeah.
So I bought that recently. So
okay.
I've been watching my Disney Channel shows. You know, I've been watching movies. I've been watching Johnny Tsunami. I've been watching.
You watched The Mandalorian yet? You finished that?
Wait, what movie?
The Mandalorian. It's like your little Star Wars series on Disney.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh no, I haven't seen
Baby Yoda.
I've been watching all my Disney channels, Disney Channel movies from back in the day.
Oh, man.
Like, I've been watching Johnny
Tsunami. Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I started that yesterday.
Yeah, goat. That's really goated.
Then nostalgia from 2007. Hell yeah.
Man, 2007 was a great year, Loki.
It was.
I miss childhood, bro. It's simpler times.
How could you not, man?
Bro,
not especially at times like this.
Exactly.
That's the most optimum
bro,
time.
Imagine being like 9 or 10 during this quarantine, bro. This is so rough. Like,
this would be so rough. This would be.
No, I'm thinking like, bro, you gotta think of this. You got a summer vacation right before summer vacation.
No, they're doing school online. I mean, I guess if you're like 9 years old, no. But like, yeah, anybody who's like in middle school, I think, or high school, like they're all doing class online still. You know, like that would suck actually, because then on top of that, you can't even go out and party with your friends. Like,
yeah,
can't really do shit. Like, that would be sickening, man.
Let's be honest, they're still partying and shit. Let's be honest, they're still hanging out, you know, but like, hey, man, you want to hang out right now? You know, high school, you know, high school kids, they don't give a fuck about anything, you know?
So maybe. But shoot, if their parents aren't working, they're just cooped up in the house with their parents, and their parents aren't going to let them do shit. Yeah, for like the average kid, like it's probably not the most ideal situation, unless you're like super rich.
That's true. If if you have like strict parents, they're not going to let you do shit. So.
Yeah.
give me a 4-story mansion and I'm cool with this corner.
You're right. Exactly.
Imagine all the celebrity kids.
In the backyard.
Imagine all the celebrity kids, man.
They're
living,
bro.
Yeah, they're living good. That's not quarantine. That's vacation. That's a staycation. Right
they
there.
Probably got a bowling alley. They got a basketball court. They got
everything. Movie theater, what?
Now, speaking of rich kids, though, Jeff Bezos, bro.
Oh yeah!
Fucking a trillion, which is a thousand billions. Like that, doesn't that sound like joke play money when you say that? A thousand billion.
Yeah,
like that doesn't
500 of them billions up and play with it.
Give me that stimulus check. That 1,200 wasn't enough. Give me more, man. What the hell? Give me at least 10K. Give me at least 10K,
man.
1,200 is nothing. What are you gonna do with 1,200?
Put a couple of Benjis in my Amazon order, man.
I don't get how people are mad at him for making so much money when we all like contribute to him making money. Like that's what
like bro, like that's he true. Did make Amazon. Like that's of course he's gonna have a kajillionaire, bro. Like this man made Amazon,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, like if Steve Jobs is still here, bro. Like this man made Apple. Like which means Amazon and Apple is here right now. Like
truly,
right? I mean, to make money, you need people to make money. So. Makes sense.
Exactly.
One thing I'll never be behind though is like using Amazon for grocery shopping. Like I'll never get behind. Like their Amazon grocery stores that they have. Like that's one thing I'm like that's pushing it too far.
I'm gonna keep it real. I know too many Amazon delivery drivers. Trust them. Like my food. Like, be blowing on a job, bro.
Or just even like the story of like I want you know fresh local produce. That's something I'll always be behind. Like in terms of support.
Health-wise?
Yeah.
You eat a lot of veggies?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
You guys eat your veggies?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to go green fully.
I was almost 200 pounds last summer, so I had to lose some weight. So.
Damn, boy.
What you at now, man?
I'm like 153. This morning.
Okay.
That's pretty good, actually. Damn, man.
I lost a lot of weight.
I need to scale, okay.
That's actually really good, man.
I think I got up to like 175, I think. I don't know what I'm down to now, though, but.
I mean, at the end of.
Man, I haven't weighed myself in a little too.
Man, Ryan, you're always the same weight.
Right, bro. The high school bill still.
Man, metabolism.
I need my 155 with my little senior year weight. Get back to that.
Shit. I'm trying to get lean bulk now. Like, I feel like I lost all of my muscle and shit. I'm just all weak. I'm trying to do some more pull-ups.
Man, it's fair though. Like, I swear I just...
Yeah,
like,
it's not as effective, man.
Because I'm too comfortable, bro. I'm way too comfortable.
Yeah. It's just...
I be doing, like, my little push-ups and crunches and stuff, but you can't get a full workout in.
And then the price of all the workout gear, man, is insane now.
I bought a heavy bag, like this boxing bag. I bought like for martial arts and stuff.
Okay.
So. I've been trying to learn something.
Getting them hands right.
Trying to learn.
Hey,
something.
Bobby Wee, little Mayweather out there.
Little Mayweather. Hey, Amir Khan out there. You mean?
Man.
But yeah, man. What else you guys been up to? Like, what kind of workouts do you guys do at home?
The usual shit I do is about three sets of 20 push-ups, man. So about 60 real quick, and I'll try to do like 15 pull-ups, and that'll be it for the day usually.
Oh, shit.
Got my little crunches and my little Russian twists.
Oh, the ab workout.
Man. And I get my walking in too.
It's an outdoor walking in, of course.
Hell yeah. With your AirPods on, you know, just walking around, vibing.
I've been writing
unreleased music, man. I was all this unreleased music. Honestly, I'll put it like this with you, dude. If this man Z wanted to go Instagram Live battle somebody for unreleased music, he definitely would.
I could do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah, 100%. I believe that. He got some
hit
lyrics.
For hit unreleased music. He got him.
He got some lyrics.
Bro, I'd probably say the last like 2 months been a lot of unreleased build up. That's gonna shake some shit out.
You always be making music. Ball. You're always be making music, bro. Like you're always making music. That's crazy.
I just started trying to hit it hard because like one of my mans told me, he's like basically like the reason you see people starting to pop off, you like them type of people, if you check their page and stuff, they in the studio all day, every day. No matter if they got a song dropping the next day, they in the studio type shit. So like I feel like I gotta start, you know, really hitting the ground rolling now if I really wanna get some shit moving, you know. So that's what I'm trying to focus on. Just staying there, staying locked in. Building up this repertoire. You know?
I like that. Damn. Like when'd you start making all this music? Was just this past year or what?
So I initially, you were the crazy thing, like when I first started making raps and shit, like my boy Prince actually, it was like, what year was that? It's probably like the year after I graduated high school. So I'm like 2015 going into 2016.
Okay.
He had just hit me up one day. He's like, man, I just found a studio over by my crib. He's like, I booked some time for Friday. Like, come home, we gonna make a song.
Okay.
And I was like, and this was on like Wednesday. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So he sent me the little beat.
Hey, hump day, hump
wrote
day.
A little rap, you know, to it.
Yeah.
Yep. Hump day. Came back a couple of days later. And then we went in there and then like, it probably took us like an hour. He just played the beat. He did his verse. I did my verse. And then we dropped it. And then he was like, you know, we just got some solid feedback. And I was like, you know, let's keep doing it. So made a couple songs after that. But I don't think I actually dropped like my first real like tape or anything till like 2018. So it was like, it was a good little like break where I was just kind of like doing it for fun. And then 2018, I'd say I probably really start locking in.
Okay.
But that was locking in with the raps. That's 2018 raps.
Yeah.
2020 is different.
True that.
2020
styles developed
a whole another level. Yeah,
true. Looking like developed.
2018, I figured out just the bars. Like 2018, I was like, all right, I could really put some bars on a beat. But 2020 is like, all right, I can make a whole song, a whole tape,
right? Or develop a style. I feel like now you really developed your style, man. One thing I can definitely say about you, in terms of like what makes you different from any other artist that I've listened to up and coming, is that you've developed a style that's unique, and you're also able to switch it up with whatever you need to work with. At the moment, you know,
that's what I try to focus on. Like, I feel like a lot of people, I'm not throwing nobody under the bus, but you know, you hear people talk about like DaBaby, like, oh, he rapped the same every song, and like, yeah, it's working until it don't. And so I just try to like always be prepared for that. So I try to be as versatile as I can. So like, if something is working, of course I'm gonna keep riding that way. But always know that at any moment, like, shit, you could throw a country song on, I'm gonna make that
right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. I think that's also something I think is fucked about the music industry right now, man, is that it's just almost like too fueled by like quick, like it's like fast fashion music in a sense. You know, no one's really respecting quality craft versus like what's just quickly hot and sound good to your ear and catchy for the moment, you know. I feel like you got a lot of work yourself that's like quality, but like it would take time for people to actually appreciate it, honestly.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you like advertise and stuff? Like, I'm still working on my podcast, you know, I'm trying to advertise. I feel like that's the main thing for me. Like, advertising, I'm so bad
at. A huge thing.
Yeah.
The huge thing with Instagram is personalizing the little boost feature. Like, that's huge.
That's what I'm working on. Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, I just go on Spotify and just, like, be like, oh, want to put this on a story? All right, click. And that's it. That's all I do. I don't know what else to
do. Is your account a business account, Anu?
What's up?
Is your profile, like, you know, what'd you set your profile to? I think that's one thing you can change. Isn't that how you're able to promote your, like, your post on Instagram?
Yeah, so, like, so if you guys have been following, like, I just post, like, anyone that's new on my podcast, I just post their picture or whatever. and like I try to advertise, you know, what their qualities are and like what are they up to and everything. And I just put it on Snap Story or like Snap Story or Instagram Story to like tell them what episodes are coming up or what episodes are new and stuff. That's what I try to do, but I don't know what else to do.
I actually know of a, it's this promotion company. It basically creates a like website for you. So I know I do this with my music sometimes. It creates like a link page for you. So it'll have like the cover art of the podcast. It'll have the name, and then it'll have the Spotify link to it. And then, like you said, in the future, you're going to start posting it to YouTube. So you can add that too. It'll be Spotify and YouTube. And then it's like a hyper follow, which basically means when they click on that Spotify link, it'll take them right to your podcast and it'll follow your podcast and add it to their playlist, like right off the bat, just by them clicking that link. That's a good way to, it's a good way to like build up your followers, and you'll get bigger views off of that too.
Right. Like I think I should get away from it, but I'm doing like a third party, I'm doing this website called Anchor, and it like distributes your episodes and everything, like on Spotify, Overcast, like some other like podcast platform.
Does it send it to different playlists to like be promoted like that, or is it just posting them for you?
It's like posting them for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's something where I would say that's a service you could probably do on your own, honestly, uploading it to the sites, and you can take that fee if they're charging you a fee or whatever. You can use that towards
it's all free.
Playlist.
I don't go in debt. I don't do that stupid shit that all these students do. Go in debt.
Man, I swear.
That's funny, man.
I say.
What podcast did you start watching that made you want to do a podcast, man?
Joe Rogan's, especially Joe Rogan.
Okay, got you. Okay.
I've been putting this hip a lot.
Hey, that gets me through.
Love the Joe Rogan.
That gets me through my 8-hour shifts at work and shit. You know.
Yeah. You playing in the background?
Yeah, just put in my head, play it. Like to be honest, like I became a health conscious and all this shit from Joe Rogan because he's like,
information. Okay. Yeah, but I've watched a couple podcasts myself. I never watched the No Jumper. Have you ever heard the No Jumper?
No Jumper? No, I haven't heard of that. I heard the Gilbert Arenas' podcast.
A couple and, sports ones. Yeah, I've watched a couple sports ones. No Jumper, you should check that out. It'd be interesting for you, man.
For sure. I'll do
that. I do like the sports ones, too. I typed in, what's it called? Knuckleheads right now.
Oh, yeah.
And, All the Smoke. Knuckleheads and All the Smoke. Yeah, that's my top two right now.
I'll tell you, it's easier for people who are already famous and they're making a podcast.
Yeah.
That's way easier for them.
Right. Because you already got a following. You can post whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You can say whatever you want. People will listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you want your demographic, I guess, mainly to be like what? What is it? What are you looking for your demographic?
Obviously my title is called Curry Boys, but I don't know.
Right.
There's obviously a billion people, Indian people out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to get more.
Of course, literally.
Right.
But it's anybody can listen to it. I'm not racist or anything, so anybody could listen. Anybody.
Of course.
But I just made that because, you know, it's me, right? I'm Indian, right? So I got to represent my culture.
I get it.
So I got to, like...
You know, I love all my Browns, man. You know that. I'm brown at heart. Yeah, so.
Definitely. Shout out PC. Shout out Raw. Shout out.
Right, shout out the game, man.
Of course.
Brown accepted us with open arms, man. I got love for y'all.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Facts.
I feel like I met them. I met you guys through them, so.
100%. Yeah.
We'll never forget them Cedar Village days, man.
Hell yeah. Cedar Village.
never forget
that. Yo, remember that one time when you guys came through, you brought all your friends in, it was like... There's like 30 people in my small ass apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were doing. It was like Easter weekend, so everyone was at home.
Man,
and we were watching.
I think we came for Halloween too.
Yeah, Halloween was fun because we actually went out.
Yeah.
But that day we were just all like, you know, sure. under the influence. You know?
Well, of course. Well, I truly think about it, though. I think the first time I met you was we were hooping through with T.
Yeah.
But for like, I'm going to be 1,000 with you right now. For a while, I couldn't remember your name. But I remember you were wearing some KDs. And so for the whole time, I will always say, there's the brown KD. And that's literally what I called you. Because I didn't know your name. Like, legit, I couldn't. I kept meeting so many new people at the time.
Hey, that jumper was water, though.
Yo.
That's what I say. I remember hooping with him. I was like, bro, this man is wet.
Right.
And he shoots out here deep, like KD. I'm like, this is the brown KD, right? And he had the KD, I think it was the fours, with the strap over him.
Man, yeah.
Like, them boys was hot. Like, man.
I still have them. I still wear them here and there, you know. KD, though. Yeah. Yo, KD's unforgotten in this conversation. And everyone forgets about KD, how great he is.
He's great, bro. I never forget KD, bro.
Hell yeah.
I can never. He can't lead a team personally, but he's a great player no matter what.
I love him because he has like the same personality as me a little bit, you know. I'm kind of like quiet, down to earth. I'm kind of sensitive sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But hey, he's not sensitive.
Silent assassin out there,
he's a troller. KD's honestly just a troller. I like how social media doesn't affect him. Like, he just goes out there and balls.
Oh, bro, it affects him. It affects him, bro.
Like, I said
100% affects him.
Exactly.
Mentally. Not as far as gameplay.
Low key, if I had to rate mindsets, the weakest ones in the NBA team would probably be Kyrie and KD's. Low-key.
And then Draymond.
Weakest mindsets?
Yeah, and then Draymond. Yeah, weakest mindsets are definitely those.
That's why I wanted to see them hoop together. I want to see how that'll work.
To be honest, people are going to disagree with me, and they're going to hate me and shit, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying, the weakest mindset is Russell Westbrook's.
Do you know why?
Do you know why I'm saying that, though? Because, like... Yeah. He lets when he plays, he lets everyone get to him when he plays. Like on the court.
That's true.
Like on the court. You can say off the court, KD, but on the court.
There's one player where you can see it. Yeah, it'll actually affect your gameplay.
Yeah.
Like he'll be
aggressive play style, though. I'm not a fan of that aggressive mindset to the game. You know, if you're gonna be a killer in the game like Kobe was or something, you know, you gotta be calculated, smooth. Like he's just his aggressive.
Take time to be real technical and like Kobe was just as aggressive as Westbrook, just as crazy and like psycho.
Yeah.
He was very technical, so it didn't look wild.
Exactly. He's not out here, you know, rocking the baby or on these people. You know what I'm saying? Like he's actually just gonna go out there. He's trying to make us. Yeah, that's point. It. Yeah, Russ is almost more like the way same thing he said about Patrick Beverley about him running around the court. Russ, he'll put up. Yeah, then he'll put up 35, he'll put up 40, maybe even like a 45-point game, but it's going to be off like maybe some ridiculous shots and maybe some aggressive takes that really like weren't that good. Shots. So
yeah, like
or he might go to the rack and jump and do something crazy that he might not have to do. He might just have to pass that one.
Exactly, that's my point.
Exactly.
That's my point. Like he's on the court, right? Yeah, especially in Utah. Like I know there's some racist motherfuckers there in Utah and everything, but I'm just saying like he'll go on the court and he'll make a competition with a random fan. In the stands.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, concentrate on winning the game. Like, at least KD doesn't get to that. He might be sensitive, off the court, on Twitter and everything, but come on.
Speaking on that, though, that year that you're talking about, like, when they played, when he was in OKC, they lost to Utah that year with him and Paul George and Melo and them. I would say that he lost that season. Everyone says, like, oh, Joe Ingles was killing Paul George. It's like, yeah, he was, but Donovan Mitchell was a rookie and he got in Russell Westbrook's head. Him and a fan took Westbrook out of that series.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point with Westbrook.
Come on, man.
Like, yeah, Westbrook is sensitive in different times, different things, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's sensitive with, like, outwardly people. Like, someone saying, yo, you're so bad at basketball. He gets mad at that. Like, bro, concentrate on your NBA team superstar. Winning.
Obviously, you're not bad.
Yeah, right. Obviously, you're not bad. Like, concentrate on your team winning instead of, like outwardly people saying, like, you suck.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Utah fan. You're playing in Utah. He's not cheering for you, bro. What do you expect?
That's my point. Like,
but give it to the situation though. If you were out there, you heard some outlandish racial slur while you were playing basketball, you might get a little.
But no, I'm gonna definitely set it off.
Yeah, to understanding, I can get him to that degree.
But again, my version of retaliating to that fan is, all right, give me a ball, I'm about to hit a three right in front of him and turn and stare at him. Like I'm not gonna sit here and like go back and forth with him while my man scores.
True that.
Just play your game.
At the end of the day, it's about the business.
Yeah.
Exactly. Play your game and do what you got to do. Like, KD is the five-tool man. Like, I said this in my last podcast. He's the five-tool man. Like, he can shoot from 40. He can shoot from 30. He can go to the lane. He can dunk on you. People underestimate his strength.
There's a tweet about KD. They were like, man, if he was playing in the 80s, he would be tried and convicted for witchcraft.
Bro,
yeah.
I swear. A 7-footer getting a rebound, coming down full court, and pulling up a fadeaway three in your face. What do you do?
Doesn't make sense.
You can't stop it. Like, he can just pull up and like he's like Dirk, but more athletic like Dirk. Like he can do more than exactly, that.
Yeah,
he can play defense. He can.
People thought Dirk was a problem, bro. 7 foot shooter. They're like, we can't guard him in the mid range. All right, extend that 15 more feet.
We know about Dirk, 2011 Dirk. Let's go.
Who do you guys think deserves that Rookie of the Year, man?
I'm gonna say because of how things went, I got to give it to Ja.
Same.
Me too.
Because of how things went.
I mean, Zion
giving a full season, but I think their Rookie of the Year would have been determined on which one of them made the playoffs.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
Where was Memphis?
Yeah. They were both battling.
Where was
Memphis? Yeah, they both were. But I think at the moment, Memphis had the spot. Yeah, Memphis had the spot when
New Orleans was ninth, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, New Orleans was like a half game back something.
They probably would have made it. They probably would have made it.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because you got to see. I don't know what their strength of schedule is looking like going into playoffs, but I think actually New Orleans did have the advantage. I think they might have ended up getting it if the season finished.
That's a nice segue to my next question. When is the NBA season going to start?
2021.
Yeah, who knows, man? It might be next year. But I was just—it's funny. You know, Dumars, right? His dad hit me up, man. He sent me this article saying that they would lose if they cancel the season off. I think just the TV revenue alone is $900 million.
Oh yeah,
shit.
So I believe it.
Yeah, so that in itself would be crazy. That's not even going on, the endorsements that people pay into having that their advertisers played at the games and everything else. So it's wow.
Realistically, though, the only people that would really take a hit from the season closing are the arena workers and all the venues and stuff that show up for the players and coaches and owners gonna be straight.
Essential workers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I agree. I hope the NBA season starts this year somehow. If they can get all the players if they can test players right away, they've been doing. Why can't they just test?
The thing is, what are they gonna do? AAU style Vegas tournament?
I don't know what you're gonna do
for that to make it fair.
Yeah, no audience, empty arena, but them just balling, a pickup.
Honestly,
Lifetime.
That wouldn't be that bad. How Bonnie and playing the EYBL that literally just ran out a little big gym area we used to do where it's four courts and they'll just have a game going.
Imagine if they did a tournament style NCAA.
I would be down for that.
Nah, that would give a lot of underdogs a good shot.
That would be imagine if they did that for the one time. They're for the one time ever, we're gonna do bracket of this. Every team gets to play
that shot. One game playoff.
Had that shot.
One game playoff.
One game. That would actually be the craziest NBA we've ever seen ever. That would be some of the most hardcore.
There'll be a lot of upsets
for sure. I might have to go with
Brown. Might not win
Houston on that.
Brown might want
who you.
Brown might not.
Houston will win it. I don't. A one game series, dude. That's tough.
Anything could happen.
That's what I'm saying. Just
anything could happen. Anything that means those one nights where Chicago or whatever team comes back from 30 and all that, that could be that one night, that one game.
Exactly.
You get blown out by 30 by the team that's supposed to beat you, and the next thing you
drop 13 threes randomly.
You never know what happened, man. That would be crazy.
Steph Curry can
just go off. That would be my vote, though. That would be if the NBA season was to come back, that would be my vote for that. It would be just a March Madness style tournament. Every team gets a chance to win it all. Because you can't say it was a fluke in anyone's case because they all had a chance to beat somebody else. That was
I'm just saying that the Vegas betting on that would be ridiculous.
Definitely.
Ridiculous.
They would pick out the 8th seed. They'll pick New Orleans beating LA.
Somebody would come up with M.
That's crazy.
But just imagine some rinky dink team coming out of nowhere, like Phoenix or just someone.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte. come out of nowhere and just winning it all.
Playing solid. Charlotte was playing solid.
Man. I would honestly just want to see the players play that hard. That would push the players to their limit, honestly. And I feel like that would kind of make it worth it to them since they're not gonna be able to play a whole season. It's like they would get all that competitiveness just out in that one game right then and there.
Yep.
Right. It'll just be one game. What you can do, go for it.
You can't. Right, speaking of hoops, though, I just had this argument with Howard yesterday. Who are you taking? If you had to choose to split them up, CJ McCollum, Dame Lillard.
Oh, I'm taking.
You
got
to start a new team.
I'm taking
with one
Dame
of them.
For days.
I'm taking Dame.
That's a bad question. I'm taking Dame.
Yeah, that's a terrible question. Why is that?
His answer is he's like. TJ can do exactly what Dame can do for a team for a lot.
He's not what he's not as explosive though.
No,
Dame's
no,
way.
TJ does not have the same handles as him. That is not what.
Like I'm just talking about not take the player aside. I'm talking about production for your team.
Dame.
Okay, that's what I said. I'm agreeing
the numbers,
with y'all.
The numbers prove that. Yeah, I'm like what?
Howard, Howard needs to come up with his pot. Hey, shout out Howard Spann.
Right, man, you got to come on here. Man.
My group partner for middle school science class.
Yeah, the goat, through. Man.
But CJ McCollum, come on, man. He has nothing on Dame. He's a number two. He's a number three in a contending team. He's a number three.
He did make a good point though. I will say that CJ is a starting point guard though, especially if they get a Terry Rozier team.
Yeah, I mean
he could be a starting point guard. Yeah, yeah. He definitely could. I don't think his handles are as elite as like a normal one is.
CJ is elite, bro. He just slow.
He has grips, but you think about the other people: Kyrie, Kemba, Dame, Steph. Like their handles are so elite. Those are the people you're gonna have to guard or go against. Like it might not be looking good for him.
I think that's where he really like two on defense because he can't guard those positions. Really. He's a bigger guard, but he just can't. He can't. I can't see him staying in front of a Kemba. Like that's dead.
Oh, Portland! Portland has no defense, man. No defense at all.
Mr. Hassan, chill.
Who?
Don't chill on Mr. Hassan Whiteside.
Hassan Whiteside just needs to work harder. I feel like he's kind of lazy.
Yeah.
He's like.
I'll say that offensively because he put up. I had him on my fantasy last year. He had multiple 10 block games.
That's true.
Now, I'll say he definitely worked on defense, but offensively he doesn't care to score.
That's true. That's true.
What's your guys' most hated team in the NBA? Who's one team you just can't stand? See win, or has your most players you don't like? For me, I'm gonna go off top and it's Philly, easy.
Okay, easy. Yeah. Oh, I hate Philly.
Fuck Philly. I hate Ben Simmons. I hate Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
everybody like else Tobias around them. Like, I do like Tobias Harris, but there's something about Philly that like any other player on the team is like they're getting in that hate circle strictly off the energy of them being around them. I'm like I can't.
I really don't like Orlando either. Like I feel like they in their head they think they're a lot better than what they are.
Yes. Yes. Like, yes.
And they suck.
Because they had Orlando low-key had a couple runs, you know, here and there. They had a little where people thought they were gonna be good, but they never really did shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, through history. I thought you were talking about last season. I'm like,
hell no.
Aaron Gordon is your starter.
Slam dunk almost champion, Aaron Gordon.
He
got screwed two times.
Actually, like I like Aaron Gordon up until this year.
He's an inconsistent bucket getter.
Yeah, I've been following him since like high school. Though. Like he always been an athlete, and then like I won't even take his game is what I don't like him for. After that dunk contest, he's like, bro, I just dunked 250s in a row. I'm taking my shoes off. I don't got to dunk again.
He improved his
250s too though. Like
yeah. He's from that 2013
dunk contest.
He did get robbed. He got robbed.
Yeah,
it's
very controversial.
I feel like they robbed him because he was being arrogant for this one. Last year, he should have won. This year, he probably should have won, too, but they ain't like his attitude.
Yeah. I mean, but realistically, if you look at the dunks he was doing, he should be acting that cocky. The bearing was he's going crazy.
He was indeed. They definitely brought the spark back to All-Star Weekend because it was
100%.
Right. He's from that
high school, I'd say.
He's from that 2013 class that thought it was going to be so great, but then nope. Andrew Wiggins, nope. Jabari Parker, nope.
That's
Aaron Gordon, sort of.
Jabari, I'll give him a break because Jabari got injured.
That's
true. Andrew Wiggins gets no break.
Guess who got injuries too? Kobe Bryant.
He gets. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kobe got injuries too. He should have had.
It's all about that heart. It's all about that heart. Aaron Gordon has no heart.
The one injury that still hurts me the most, though, Derrick Rose, man, to this day. That injury hurts me the most.
Because, like, we could still see glimpses of him. With the
injury going crazy,
so
man.
It's like, man, imagine just full healthy D. Rose, bro.
Man,
I'll never forget watching that Phoenix game where he dunked on Dragic on that fast break, bro.
Oh, Dragic? So hell weird. Yeah.
Or even as this the series crazy. With man.
Oh. This dude was crazy, bro.
Even in high school, he was crazy. And Semien, I saw some highlights.
Yeah, Derrick Rose is what Russell Westbrook wants to be, basically, or wanted to be.
Yeah,
he's like the perfect.
And I would say this: if D Rose don't get hurt, we don't hear about Westbrook like that. He's always a level two player instead of a level one.
Exactly. Because
Derrick Rose had the skill.
Dude, it's been like, if there was no Derrick Rose injury, I would compare Russell Westbrook to Miles Bridges. That's who I would compare him to, bro.
But a way better Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges is averaging barely 10 points a game, though.
He is hooping, bro. He is hooping.
Hey, Miles Bridges be hooping, but that's exactly who he would be, though.
Yeah.
An explosive Miles Bridges.
He's an angry, angry Miles Bridges.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. At Russell Westbrook. Hey, shout out Colin Cowherd for all his social bus Russell Westbrook takes, man.
Yeah, right, for real.
But, dang, it's already been an hour. Man, it was crazy.
What?
Yeah, for real?
That's crazy. Well, I guess we can wrap this one up.
All right, I
didn't even know. I didn't even know it's been an hour. See, time flies.
Good chat.
Well, you go ahead, chop this one up, man. It's been nice talking to you.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Anytime. Come back on the podcast, man.
Yeah. They said you want to expand this and take it to like the whole video and everything, man. Lay it out.
Yeah, YouTube.
YouTube and all that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do that.
Yeah, I got a green screen. Let me know.
You got a green screen? Hell yeah, for sure. I'll hit you up.
I'm looking to get a new camera. So what's up? We can get it popping.
I gotta get some mics in, some cameras. I gotta get a little bit of a studio kind of going on.
I got an extra mic for you too.
Hell yeah! All right, for sure.
Well, man, it's been nice.
Tap in the socials, man. At ZXX Music, tap in with me, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yo, tell your guys Instagram.
Oh, that's all Z, man. That's all him.
Like I said, man, ZXX Music, you know, just two X's, you know, no porn. It's just ZXX Music.
Hell yeah.
You can find me on all platforms, on music platforms, all social platforms.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir.
But yeah.
Appreciate you having me, dog.
Hell yeah. Anytime, man. Come back on the podcast. Thanks for being here, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's a good hour of talking shit, you know, whatever we're talking about. But yeah, I'm going to upload this and publish it and let you guys know.
All right, man. All right,
thanks. Yeah. You stay safe, all right.
Yeah, you too. Stay safe, guys. Thanks for being here.